We just talked about Mark Cuban, what he had to say with the Hardline yesterday, and joining us now, as he has agreed to come on the program only if we disguise his voice, so we are doing that for him, is a deep throat informant who works deep within the Mavericks organization to tell us that things really aren't rosy, even with the new personnel in place. Good morning, deep throat informant. Thank you for your courage. What is going on there?
Well, I have to say to you right now that things are falling apart in Mavs land.
Oh, gosh. Terrible.
Not again.
It is pure hell working here. Jason the Kid has already lost the players.
He's only been here like a week.
He hasn't even met with them.
At first, he ruled the team by speaking in a children's book reading voice and staring at people with his freaky green alien eyes. And when he would get mad at someone in the front office, he would go out into the parking lot and hop in and roll their SUV.
Okay. That happened
did,
a long time
did
ago.
That once in college, I think.
This has caused much vehicular damage, as well as relationship damage. But now, Jason the Kid has already gotten crossways with the Cuban.
Oh no.
The Jason tried to make a rule that Mark can no longer shower with the athletes. This freaked Mark out.
Uh-oh.
Mark had just come in from outside where he was building his space rocket ship.
He's getting into the race too?
And he started to remove his kimono to hop in the shower. When Jason the Kid stopped him and said, "Hey, when the team returns, I don't want you showering with them anymore." Mark was shocked. At first, he tried to negotiate. He asked if he could shower with them if he left his panties on.
Okay. Panties?
The Kid said no in a sing-songy voice. Mark then lost it, and he threw a whole tower of Jenga blocks at Jason the Kid.
He does love that game.
Well, as fate would have it, one of the blocks hit the former guard of the point in the freaky green alien eye.
Oh.
This activated his laser.
Laser?
And he shot an laser beam at Mark. Oh. And burned his Shark Tank t-shirt. This angered the Cuban because it was his formal Shark Tank t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
And he jumped on Jason the Kid's back. It was at this time the Bob Vulgaris walked in with Dirk Nowitzki. They were coming in from a German analytics convention.
No such thing.
They then saw what was going on, and they jumped into the fray.
Oh, no.
Dirk cracked a guitar over Cuban's head.
We know that guitar.
And Bill Garris threw a signed copy of Moneyball at Jason kills Trump.
What a crazy scene.
Jason acted quickly with his point guard instincts and quickly pulled Tony Braxton in front of him to break the throw.
He's still around?
It was at this point that things got out of control.
Oh, this point.
And Jason and Mark strangled each other until they both passed out.
Okay. What a tall tale this is.
And then Bob Vulgaris grabbed the power from both of them to control the entire organization.
So he is in charge.
He is the one in charge.
Oh, my God.
And it's gotten out of control, and I'm so scared.
Don't be scared. It'll be okay.
I can't speak anymore.
Oh, Deep Throat Informant. Wait, we have more questions.
What about him? Nico. All right, there he is, the Deep Throat Informant. What's really going on with the Mavericks right now? 8:47 on the ticket.